Joining us now is Dr. Mary C. Infroca. She's an oncologist specializing in breast cancer at the Fox Chase Cancer Center in Philadelphia. So now that we have this data, doctor, this information, how would you help a woman decide if this was the right option for her?
Well, first I need to say that this data really only applies to postmenopausal women, and it only applies to women whose tumors are responsive to drugs that lower estrogen. So this trial primarily applies to women who have been on have completed 5 years of tamoxifen and are now looking at ways to further reduce their risk for having their cancer come back. And so I think that they need to speak to their physicians about what their risk of having their cancer come back and also what their other medical problems are that could influence their decision to take another drug after 5 years of tamoxifen.
And what specific factors would you look at beyond age?
Well, for example, you'd look at whether or not they had positive lymph nodes, how big their tumor was, and from those two things alone, you can get an estimate of what their actual risk of having their cancer come back again is. And then you would look at whether or not they had other medical problems, such as osteoporosis, that this class of drugs could potentially worsen.
Other possible downsides, is there an increased risk of endometrial cancer with this drug, as there is with tamoxifen?
Not to our knowledge. There is not a risk of that. The most common side effect of this class of drugs is hot flashes and joint and muscle pains. To our knowledge, it does not increase a woman's risk for any other cancer.
Now, if you're a woman who hasn't had breast cancer but is at high risk of getting the disease, maybe you've had several close relatives, for instance, who've had the disease, is this a drug that could be used to bring down that risk?
Well, that's actually an excellent question, and that question's been is currently being asked in clinical trials. At the present time, that's not a standard use for this drug, but as you may have noted in this trial and also in another similar trial, taking this class of drugs does reduce a woman's risk of getting a second breast cancer in the other breast. So whether women who are just at high risk for breast cancer who haven't already had breast cancer would benefit from this drug is currently being evaluated in clinical trials.
What would be the argument for not taking this drug or any drug?
Well, all drugs have side effects, and this drug is included in that. It does have hot flashes, it does increase menopausal symptoms, and it does, for some women, cause joint and muscle pains. There is evidence on this trial that there may be an increased risk for osteoporosis in women who take this drug. And the truth is, we don't really know the long-term toxicities of this class of drugs. So those are the main risks that we know of at the present time. So those risks have to be balanced against what a woman's risk is of having her cancer come back and what type of benefit she's looking to receive from the drug.
Tamoxifen is a very strong drug. Is that true of this drug as well?
Well, strength is not really the way we think of it. Tamoxifen is very effective at preventing women's breast cancer from coming back. Unfortunately, however, taking more than 5 years of tamoxifen has not been shown to be beneficial. And in some studies, it's been suggested that it actually might be detrimental to take more than 5 years of tamoxifen. So that's the reason that this trial is important, because it offers an opportunity for another drug to be beneficial after tamoxifen is no longer taken.
Are there other drugs that are currently under study that might also be used as a part of a therapy offered to survivors once they graduate from tamoxifen therapy?
Well, there's actually multiple studies looking at this class of drugs and how to sequence the drugs, how long a woman should take tamoxifen and then take an aromatase inhibitor, whether she should take an aromatase inhibitor first and then tamoxifen. So there are actually multiple trials looking at the best way to use these drugs, and this is really just the first trial to give us some information on that.
Doctor, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Dr. Mary C. Infroca is an oncologist at the Fox Chase Cancer Center in Philadelphia.